With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. In a major disappointment to pro-life activists, Ohioans have gone to the polls and approved an amendment enshrining abortion in the state constitution. It follows a string of defeats in statewide votes since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. Republicans have passed some of the nation's toughest abortion laws, including a 2019 law banning the procedure once an unborn baby's heartbeat's detected, with no exceptions for rape or incest. Voters in Ohio also approved recreational marijuana. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has won re-election to a second term in Kentucky. Beshear defeated Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron in the race, despite support for Cameron from former President Donald Trump and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The developers of a proposed resort casino in Virginia's capital city have conceded a loss in their second shot at winning voters' approval for the project. A referendum on whether to allow the gambling and entertainment complex came before Richmond voters for a second time in Tuesday's election, and voters rejected it again. The special counsel in the Hunter Biden case insists he was the decision maker in rare testimony before Congress.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss's interview with the House Judiciary Committee marks the first time a special counsel has ever testified to lawmakers in the middle of a federal probe. Weiss agreed to the interview under heavy pressure from House Republicans, saying that he would not answer questions that could jeopardize the investigation and would only talk about the scope of his authority. The interview focused on testimony from an Internal Revenue Service agent who claimed that under Weiss, the investigation into the president's son was slow-walked and mishandled. Weiss, who was originally appointed by former President Donald Trump, has insisted that he was the one that had the final say over the case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
SRN News. Christians in Iraq may be packing their bags again.
The war between Israel and Hamas has prompted radical Muslims to launch attacks in other countries. Iraq could be next, and local Christians know they will be the target. Chaldean Archbishop Bashar Warda of Erbil tells Christian Today that if Muslims start attacking believers in Iraq, there will probably be a new migration. Most Christians fled the country a decade ago when ISIS came in. They had only just begun returning a few years back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims Against Germany by announcing that it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year, and those with special needs will get a second payment. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live in the country. This is SRN News. The Air Force is asking Congress to restrict future construction of towering wind turbines near nuclear missile sites.
Those turbines have edged closer to missile installations in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. The underground silos share space on vast private farmland with the turbines, which have grown in size and number. But the turbines make it dangerous for military helicopter crews, which need to fly in low and fast when a site alarm triggers. The Air Force wants Congress to pass legislation creating a buffer zone of 2 nautical miles around each site. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Unification Church's Japanese branch plans to set aside up to $67 million to cover possible compensation for people seeking damages they say were caused by the group's manipulative fundraising tactics. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.